Here at Black Lake in northern Michigan, fishermen are coming off the ice and heading to the bar.
Ready for another beer?
Cold draft beer is flowing freely, and the kitchen is doing a brisk business in burgers and fries. Things will continue to pick up as the afternoon wears on, and tonight, like every other night of the sturgeon spearing season, the bar will be packed till close.
I'd say it's quite a big deal. Month of February, it's the only thing that's going on.
Bill Christ was born and raised near Black Lake. He says in his family, sturgeon spearing's been a tradition as far back as anyone can remember. And he says the sport plays an important part in the local economy, drawing in thousands of fishermen during the month-long season.
They come from everywhere. They fill all the motels up. They're partiers, too. They sit out in that shack all day, and they come in, they want to party. They enjoy themselves.
Sturgeon are peculiar fish, unlike any other species. They're bottom feeders that look kind of like sharks. They can live 100 years or more, and they're big. They can grow to be 6 or 7 feet long and can weigh up to 200 pounds. There was a time when schools of sturgeon swam thick in the region's rivers and inland lakes. Their populations remained healthy until the turn of the century. But commercial fishermen considered sturgeon a nuisance. Todd Grischke is a fisheries biologist with the Michigan Department of Natural Resources.
Sturgeon were these big obnoxious things that got tangled up in their nets, ruined their nets, and they discarded them on shore or on board or speared them and left them to die. That's where the bulk of the damage was done.
Habitat loss added to the problem. Rivers were dammed to create hydroelectric power, and other types of development further degraded the sturgeon spawning grounds. Now, lake sturgeon populations have dwindled to dangerously low numbers. Tom Kuhn is an associate professor in the Department of Fisheries and Wildlife at Michigan State University. He likes to compare sturgeon fishing today with a bank account analogy. We've stopped harvesting the interest and are digging into the principle.
So all we're doing is harvesting off the older, larger fish, the key reproducers, and if we take them away, then we have no means of generating new fish down the road.
Back at the Black Lake Hotel, most local residents believe something has to be done to save the sturgeon.
There are very few species around that used to be here when the dinosaurs were here, but the sturgeon is one of them, and that's cool. That's cool. And if we don't do something now, it's going to be too late.
Brenda Archambault and her husband are avid sturgeon spearers. They own a construction business but spend the month-long sturgeon season renting out ice fishing shanties. Starting next year, the Michigan Department of Natural Resources will enact stringent new measures to restrict sturgeon spearing. The plan practically eliminates the sport in Michigan. Next year, Black Lake will be the only place where spearing will be allowed. But the season will be cut in half. The total harvest will be limited to 5 fish, and only 25 fishermen a day, picked by lottery, will be allowed to spear. It's this lottery system that concerns locals the most. Gary Roberts owns the Black Lake Hotel.
Well, you're only talking 25 fishermen. Now, why would they come up here to pre-register and maybe never even get their names pulled? This is bull crap.
Roberts guesses the new system will cut business in half during sturgeon season. But DNR officials say the restrictions are a compromise to shutting down the sturgeon spearing entirely. They hope the new rules will be enough to rehabilitate the sturgeon population of Black Lake while still allowing some spearing. But fisheries biologist Todd Grischke admits no one really knows if the DNR's plan will work, because sturgeon are so different from all the other fish the agency manages.
Most fish species, their lifespan is certainly within our lifetimes. Sturgeon live to be very old. They can live up to 100 years old or more. So we cannot expect to see results in this population in 5 or 10 years. This is going to be something that's going to take many, many years to see the results of.
Grischke adds there will be ongoing monitoring of sturgeon populations in the state, and DNR officials promise to review the guidelines as they collect new data. But if sturgeon numbers continue to decline, the season could be terminated forever. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Wendy Nelson in Sheboygan, Michigan.